Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Democrats will again have a one-vote majority in the Minnesota Senate next year. DFL Representative Amanda Hemmingson-Yager of Woodbury topped Republican candidate Dwight Doro 61-38%. Hemmingson-Yager will fill the seat of former Senator Nicole Mitchell. In Senate District 29, Republican Michael Holmstrom Jr. defeated Democrat Lewis McNutt 62-37%. Holmstrom was elected to the seat of the late Senator Bruce Anderson of Buffalo. Preliminary results show more than 65% of the 96 school ballot questions in Minnesota passed Tuesday. The Minnesota School Boards Association is reporting 63% of building bonds were approved, 60% of capital improvement levies passed, and 69% of operating levies were supported by local voters. Starting today, Minnesota House members are taking their fourth tour to preview future bonding projects around the state.
The House Capital Investment Committee starts their tour of southeastern Minnesota. The representatives will begin in Apple Valley at the Minnesota Zoo and a water treatment center. Other stops include the Department of Corrections in Faribault, a wastewater treatment facility in Albert Lea, and the Hormel Institute in Austin. The purpose of these tours is to gather information ahead of the next legislative session and then use it to push for another bonding bill. John Anderson, MNN.
The Department of Children, Youth, and Families is highlighting the ongoing risk to SNAP benefits in Minnesota caused by the government shutdown. Commissioner Tiki Brown says they've asked USDA for clarification on recent guidance.
Because our guidance has been very clear from USDA that October benefits should be issued, but we have yet to receive a response from USDA. And in the meantime, what that means is that our EBT vendor will not load October benefits on SNAP recipients' EBT cards.
A new University of Minnesota study suggests that whole-fat dairy products could be good for your heart. U of M School of Public Health researcher Ethan Cannon says whole-fat dairy appears to protect against coronary artery calcification.
We were surprised to see that people consuming more whole-fat dairy were less likely 25 years later to have any presence of CAC compared with those who consumed less whole-fat dairy. And surprisingly, we didn't find the same results at all with low-fat dairy.
Cannon says they surveyed 3,100 people in the mid-80s and tracked their dairy consumption over 25 years. And the Minnesota Wild closed out their six-game homestand with the 3-2 overtime win against the Nashville Predators. Marcus Johansson scored the game-winning goal at 3:38 of OT. His shot went in after the Nashville goaltender intentionally knocked the net off its pegs. The Wild play tomorrow at Carolina. This is MNN.